So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for lightworkers and entrepreneurs. My next guest is from a different country than me, which is always fun to try to get our time zones correct. Johanna Pensiera is an artist, a seeker, and she has a beautiful contribution in a book that is coming up very soon. And her chapter is called Cheating is What Other People Call It When You Choose Ease. So welcome, Johanna.
Thank you. Yeah, how much fun in ease can you allow yourself to have, right?
Oh my goodness. And how much have we made ourselves wrong for things when they're easy?
Yeah, exactly. Because that's a judgeable offense. If you choose ease, then people will accuse you of cheating. Right?
You know, I have a question.
That's impossible, because we all know that if anything is worth anything, you have to work hard and struggle for it, right?
Right. Especially having a good business or mm-hmm. having a good relationship. It should really be very difficult, don't you think?
Yeah. And you know what they say, there's only one thing that you want hard, and it ain't that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so what country are you in?
Sweden.
Oh, nice. I love
Yeah, it's a bit chilly still, but yeah. The spring is announcing its soon arrival.
I'm so glad about that. So Tell me a little bit about an aha moment that you had where suddenly you could sort of see some of this ease being possible or some of the difficulty being willing to release.
Well, I have this awesome friend that I have regular chats with, and we just speaks about just about everything. And she's amazing inspiration to me, because she is like a queen of ease. And she gets accused actually quite a lot from people, and get a lot of projections from people that she's stuck up, or a lot of, you know, all of those things. And we had this funny talk a while ago about choosing ease and how much lighter that is actually, and how much more fun you have when you choose ease. We're so kind of imprinted with all those beliefs of that it has to be hard and difficult and gruesome, and even the struggling artist ideals that are romanticized.
Right. Exactly.
What if none of that was even true?
It was just fun.
Yeah, what if it was just fun?
You know, I was just, and we were, before we started the recording, you guys, I was chatting with Johanna?
Yeah.
We were chatting about books and how easy they are for me to create. And I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty about that. So I was making them a little bit harder than they had to be. And it was really interesting the way I was setting that up, because they're so easy for me that it was like nobody would understand that, right? It was like, how could a book be easy? And I even recently produced a book, I published it, and I was having this conversation with the author, and she's a butterfly gardener. She builds butterfly gardens. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I'm so scared if it does well, I'll have to go, you know, like on the road, and I just want to be in my butterfly garden. And I go, well, stay in your butterfly garden. That's all right. You can have a great book about butterfly gardens from your butterfly garden. It's okay.
Isn't that one of the things that where we stop ourselves, because we have attached meaning to what it will mean and what we will have to do if something succeeds?
Right. And how much does that block people?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like we assume that if we be a big success or something goes very well, that it takes away our choice. And that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, we won't have time, or if we sell our classes, too many people will want to hire us and we won't have fun anymore.
Yeah, awesome. How hard would that be? Any fun at all, right?
Yeah. Like, how many times have we thought this silly looping reel
Yeah.
of if I start succeeding, X will happen?
Yeah, exactly. That it means something, that what the outcome will be, and ultimately that it takes away our choices. We always have choice, no matter what, if we succeed or if we fail or whatever we want to call it. There is always choice.
Wow.
But we kind of assume that we won't, that we limit our choices. I would say that it more than likely will increase our choices.
Yeah. Yeah, so is there something, audience, that you've been holding on to that you could now just say, hey, that was a really silly concept?
Exactly. Why did I choose that? Well, never mind the why. Just choose something more fun now. Please.
Oh, that feels really good. Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. So tell us, how can people find you, and how can people, I know you do beautiful graphics and beautiful art. How can people get in touch with you?
Well, they could look me up by my name on Facebook, but I also have a website where they can mail me, and it's called choicecreates.com, funnily enough, talking about choice. And it's all about choice. There are essays there, and it's all about knowing that you have choice and different examples of that.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming and for your beautiful work in the world. I'm so appreciative.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Awesome.